More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. New classes, new people, and new schedules are likely stressors for college students. But now, with pandemic disruptions, social isolation, and then just general unrest, college life may be a lot harder than ever for some folks. This week is Suicide Prevention Week at Boise State University. The campus community is invited to join various events, from speakers to therapy dogs, to come together and let those struggling know that their community is there for them. So before we get started, we do want you to know that if you are struggling in any way, there is help. You can call the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline and talk with someone here in the Gem State. That number, 208-398-4357. Joining us today to talk about the week and student mental health is BSU Associate Dean of Students, Lauren Owey, BSU Outreach and Prevention Case Manager, Michelle Tassinari, and guest lecturer from Active Minds, George Vogt. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
So Lauren and Michelle, I'd like to start with the two of you. Can we start by talking about mental health on campus more broadly? Maybe talk a bit about mental health on campus prior to the pandemic and then the changes you've seen since. And Lauren, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, so thank you for having us today. You know, I think we've always seen our students, or not every student, but a lot of students struggling. Transition to college has always been kind of a stressor for a lot of students, and then, you know, academic rigor and those things. So prior to the pandemic, you know, we saw some of the more, I think, common mental health challenges that students have. The pandemic really changed things for a lot of our students, in the fact that we saw an uptick in students expressing financial hardships. Isolation was a big factor for students. And then, you know, a lot of grief and kind of loss about not having that perceived regular college experience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those were the changes we saw and things that we had to adapt to.
Michelle, you're an outreach and prevention case manager. So I'm wondering, what changes you've seen in the students reaching out? I mean, because you're really on the forefront of interacting with students. So, you know, whether that's, are you seeing an increase of students reaching out or any differences in what they're struggling with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there have been a lot of shifts, much like the broader community, just feeling like we are trying to get through this time. I think specifically the pandemic has brought on so many feelings of unknown. And our brains really go into that fight or flight mode where we're just trying to survive. And I've seen a lot of students, and I've heard them say, I'm just trying to get through. I'm just trying to get by. Mm. And, you know, 2 years of being in that mode is really tiring and really exhausting. So what I'm seeing is that students are doing their best to keep things together, and it's just getting too exhausting. And then they experience a crisis. And that's really when I kind of meet them, when they're really in need of in more intensive counseling or higher level of treatment, because their academics are feeling so impacted and their overall well-being is significantly impacted.
And Lauren, we should note that earlier this year, BSU received a federally funded grant to build a comprehensive suicide prevention program. Can you touch briefly on that?
Absolutely. So we received the Garrett Lee Smith Suicide Prevention Grant. It's a 3-year kind of comprehensive grant, and it really is intended for colleges and universities. And so, you know, we have kind of a multi-tiered approach. We're going to be joining other universities across the nation and becoming a JED campus. JED is a recognized, kind of respected nonprofit organization that really tries to focus on building resiliency and skills, life skills for young adults, including college students. So that joining the JED campus will allow us to develop a strategic plan around student mental health. Right now, Boise State is working on developing and working towards a strategic plan for the university. So this is a really good time for us to really bring in student mental health. And we have a lot of support from our leadership and our president to build that in. In addition to that, we're really going to be targeting training our faculty and departments that serve students to really understand some of those warning signs, how to have a conversation with a student about, you know, things that they're observing or seeing or concerns they have while staying in their role as, you know, a faculty and, you know, instructor. Mm-hmm. And part of that will really be thinking about identifying somebody within that department that can act as a primary liaison for other folks around campus to talk to prior to a crisis happening. And then finally, really the work that Michelle does to support students and helping them connect to community resources and campus resources is part of the work that I'm really excited about. Michelle's position affords the university an opportunity to really connect with off-campus, you know, community-based behavioral health services, as well as inpatient behavioral health programs. And we really want to help students transition back to the university if they found themselves needing to go, you know, into some sort of crisis center or into the hospital, to really help them acclimate back to the university and do well in their classes. So those are a few things that we'll be doing that we're really excited about.
So as we mentioned at the top of this segment, it is Suicide Prevention Week this week at BSU. And Greg, I want to pull you into the conversation because you're a guest speaker this week. You are from the organization Active Minds. So before we get into what you're going to talk about, can you tell us a little bit about what Active Minds is?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks again for having me. Active Minds is one of the nation's leading nonprofit organizations, specifically for mental health programming, awareness, and resources among the collegiate and high school demographic. So they have a lot of different aspects of what they do, from a speakers team to programming, insights and statistics, but also chapters on campus. So they have nearly 1,000 chapters across mainly university, but also high school campuses in the US that is basically peer-to-peer run, student-led, which is an awesome way to connect and build a community aspect and talk about mental health. The goal is just to bring the conversation to light, to support one another in the good times and also the struggles, and just be there for one another. So Actimize is very much channeling that. So they have a lot of different programming, and it's a privilege to be a speaker on behalf of them.
So Greg, I'm curious about your background. How did you get into this work?
Sure. So a little bit about my personal story. I struggled with anxiety, depression myself much of high school and into early my collegiate career. Ended up resorting to two attempted suicides during my sophomore and junior year of high school, and ended up spending 11 and a half months at a residential treatment center 700 miles from my home in Southern California. And so a lot happened. I was struggling and broken, but I found the help that I needed, even though it wasn't the help that I wanted. And I'm so appreciative of the therapy, the resources, and the people that were willing and able to step up for me. And so in the middle of my college career at the University of Arizona, I had this sort of conviction that I wanted to share a little bit about my personal journey with others to help them just feel a little bit less alone and less, or just feel more hopeful about how they might feel stuck right now. So ended up writing a little bit about my story, it was published right before my college graduation, and Active Minds invited me to join their organization roughly 2 years ago. So it's been a great opportunity and a beautiful thing to get to do and work with universities such as Boise State.
So your lecture this afternoon, it's titled The New Unavoidable, Mental Health Through Transition. What do you mean by the new unavoidable?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I mean by that is that mental health it needs to be an integral part of our day-to-day and our approach. And It's basically a necessity for each of us, right? For our own well-being, but also mm-hmm. for those around us. And we all have an opportunity to support one another through having conversation. And so what I mean by that is that it's not to be avoided anymore, like it used to, you know, years ago. And so I think collectively mm-hmm. as a nation and as a society, we're gravitating in a positive trajectory, but there's still work to be done. And so I talk about mental health and prioritizing and supporting one another through different life transitions, whether it's virtual to back in person, or going from undecided major to decided, or single to dating, whatever it is, and tough things too, right? Maybe somebody struggling with suicidal ideation, or eating disorders, or sexual assault, so on and so forth. There's a lot going on right now. And so that is sort of the notion, but just really driving home the stance that you're not alone. There's people here for you, and there's help available, to your guys' point.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate all three of you, and for the work that you are doing. It is, I think, so critically important that we actually talk about mental health mm-hmm. and that we normalize it. So thank you. We've been talking to BSU Associate Dean of Students, Lauren Owey, BSU Outreach and Prevention Case Manager, Michelle Tassinari, and this week's guest speaker from Active Minds, Greg Vogt. We'll have more Idaho Matters next week.